This is Shane Gibson's Closing Bigger Sales Podcast from closingbigger.net, and this is day 5 of 28 days to better selling. So today what I want to talk about, this is a very brief exercise, it's more about action than it is how-to, is I want you to get used to using another prospecting tool if you're not using it already, which is called linkedin.com. That's linkedin.com. Now, most of you listening to this are going to say, Shane, this is old news. LinkedIn has been around for years. But what I'm really talking about is using the tools. Many of us know about the tool, but we're not using it effectively or enough. So one of my questions I asked in my seminars is, of the audience, how many people are on LinkedIn.com? Most people put up their hands. Then I asked how many people have used it recently to make a new connection through through one of your connections. In other words, have asked for a referral. Very few people have. Yet for me, it's been one of the most effective tools for prospecting. So pretty simple. Number one, don't bother even doing this exercise if you don't have a full profile, if you haven't made an effort to make connections and introduce people in your network to it that you actually know, and really spent some time out there generating referrals and participating. So that's the first step. If you haven't done that, we'll talk a little bit later on in the 28 Days of Better Selling about updating all your social networking and social media profiles and the importance of that for marketing. But today, I'm assuming you've done this for LinkedIn already. And if you have, the next step is to begin to use the search function a little bit better and reach out and make connections to those A-category prospects we defined earlier, or A-category referral sources. So step number one here, here's what I want you to do. Today, or over the next few days, I'd like you to make a connection with three new prospects you haven't met before. I'm not suggesting spamming people or playing some Facebook-type game where you're going to add friends you don't know. What I'm suggesting is through your connections, you ask for referrals to people they're connected to or who are in their network. Now, that's where credibility comes into play. Some of us won't be able to do this because we don't hold enough credibility with our connections yet. Some of us will be able to, but here's how it works. Here's what I'd like you to do. Number one, in your LinkedIn page on the upper right-hand side, you'll see a little box that says search. In there, I'm assuming you're already logged in, of course, into your account. In there, under search, what I want you to do is click advanced. Then I want you to really set your criteria. So if you're targeting insurance companies in Dallas, Texas, and your decision makers are vice president of sales, you want to select VP of sales, Dallas, Texas, and then hit search for that insurance, for insurance companies, for that industry. Then you'll have a series of people that will pop up. I think when I did that search yesterday, there was about 25 that popped up. Then what I want you to do is click through to their profile and select get introduced through a connection. There'll be that option to get introduced through a connection. One of your connections will have that person in their network. Then send a non-pitchy short introduction to connect and learn more about each other. So it shouldn't be, hi, this is my new program I'm selling and I'd like to sell to your company. Absolutely not. What it should say is something like this. If I was selling my training services, or let's say I was selling, I don't know, I work for an ad agency. What I might do if I was working for this advertising agency is say, you know, dear Mr. Jones, my name's Shane Gibson. I work with XYZ ad agency. We're doing business in your sector with a number of companies you may be familiar with. Wanted to touch base with you, get to know a bit more about your business, and see if there's something we may be to do together in the future. That's it. That's almost too pitchy on its own. But again, very non-intrusive. You're not pushing for an appointment or to sell a product right away, but just ask to get to know them and learn more about their business. In most cases, if you have credibility with your connection in between, that person will even endorse you. And that's what I've found has worked really well. And so from this perspective, it's one of the easiest ways to make connections, but it's very underused. So get out there and start reaching out to your connections through the LinkedIn network, getting connected through referral sources. Again, it's not about adding people blindly through spam, but it's actually about making connections and asking for referrals from our network in a non-pitchy way that helps build your network and generate leads. Here's one tip though, as I started doing this, what I wasn't prepared for is how positive people were. I had people immediately getting back to me saying, great, Shane, send me what you're up to. I want to learn more about your company. And next thing I knew it, I was kind of in a position where I had to play catch up. So be prepared not just for the worst case scenario, but also for the opportunities that are going to come out of this process. So again, this is day 5 of 28 Days to Better Selling with Shane Gibson from closingbigger.net.